Good news, everyone!
It's Jake Seeley.
And there's a surprise in your cereal box.
I'm great! Everybody else sucks!
Let's get dangerous!
Yes, sir, random kid I just met!
It's time to check the link.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
You know what?
You just made the list!
Hooray! People are paying attention for me.
It's all in the house.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No, burn.
What is up, you ducks? It is week 8 already. We're as kind of the halfway point. We're like, once we finish the shows this week, we'll actually be at the halfway point. But I hope you're feeling better. Hope you're feeling better than Bijan Robinson. Hope you're feeling better than...
I don't know.
He must be really sick. I don't know what's going on with that. We're going to talk about worries because I don't know if there's how much worry you could say on Bijan Robinson? Question mark? I'm Ron Burgundy. No idea what happened, but we have a good idea on a lot of things, including what happened with the running backs.
I actually know what happened with Bijan, if you want an update.
Oh, is there like something like you're like, is this a joke or are you trying to be serious?
No, I'm serious. He was suffering serious headaches. And that's why, like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it was an illness. I was listening, watching today, and everyone's like, why was he sick if he was in the huddle? It's like, no, headaches, guys.
That's what that
headaches.
Was. Headaches. Serious headaches and your pass blocking. That's what, here. That was a long one.
Migraines
that's how much
are no
I deserved
joke.
Yesterday. Because, and then what are you doing on the field pass blocking? I'm not saying anything about migraines. I've had migraines. I'm saying what this is, a Lotus horse blank is what it is. Is because
it's Arthur Smith.
Exactly. That's the problem. It's Arthur Smith, and Nando was texting me. I believe Nando more than anything. Nando texted me and said, you know what? Maybe he showed up to practice, and it was like, I'm feeling sore. Because that was the original report. The original report was not sick. The original report was not headaches. The original report while this was happening in the game was, oh, he's sore. And that he's sore and, you know, they need to take it easy on him. And Arthur Smith earlier in the week said they need to take it easy and be careful with him. And Nando texted and said, this sounds more like I showed up to practice complaining about being sore. And maybe Arthur Smith, maybe head coach, maybe somebody came out and kind of called them something that sounded and rhymes with wussy and said, all right, we're going to see how that's going to work. I guess you're sick and sore for the game. Look, if it's legitimately migraines, 100%. I understand it. No problem with it. I've had migraines. You've had a migraine. Would you want to be on the field blocking?
I wouldn't even want to be out in sunshine. Like, it's
right.
Terrible.
So that's why this is weird. This is why it's a weird situation. But whatever it might be, I don't think we're going to deal with this again. This also goes to show that, like, hey, anything can happen in sports. Like, we can do everything we can. We can predict everything we can. And everything goes out the window, including, let's get to things we could actually put our fingers on. Zach Evans in the middle of the week was like, ooh, go pick up Zach Evans off waivers. It's worth the risk. And I even said this in the waiver column. I was like, look, he's top three pickup last week because it's worth it. Could it go sideways? Could it be Henderson? Could it be Royce Freeman? Could it be now? They have a myriad of options. Could it be Gaskin? I don't think it will be, but point being, yeah. But on the chance that it could be Evans, and that's the same reason why you did pick up also Henderson and also Royce Freeman. Well, Henderson was clearly the guy. Are you going, if he happened to still be out there, he's still not 60% rostered because there's a speculation that this could be a backfield just like the Cardinals last week, which we're going to talk about the Cardinals too, but just like last week where it was Ingram, DeMarcado, and Damian Williams and nobody was worth starting. If Henderson is out there, was that enough from you, Lauren, to say, I'm going hard? Like, whatever I have left in my fab, not even like, you know, would you spend 40%? This is week 8. How many more of these are going to show up? Yes, Kyren Williams is coming back, but he's on IR. It's officially 4 weeks. Would you go like 80% of what you have left in fab to make sure you get Henderson?
80 is a little steep, but I wouldn't mind 50 to get Henderson. Now, this is one of the weird kind of, I don't want to say exception to the rule, but this is just a little bit different than I think other situations. Don't forget, Daryl Henderson used to play for the Rams. He is familiar with Sean McVay. He is familiar with this offense. So there is very little learning curve that he has to do to get going. And we saw that this weekend. That was a big swing and a miss on my part. I should have played that a little bit smarter with the whole Zach Evans thing, which was a dud. So
we didn't really find out a lot about it until Saturday night, Sunday morning.
That's true. But the thing, I don't mind paying up for Daryl Henderson, because God forbid this is something that lingers with Kyren Williams, and now they're going to do this split backfield between the two of them, and then you still have a fantasy relevant piece. It's just, it's so tough. The running back situation is so tough. Now this makes it even harder.
It does. And Jeff Wilson didn't get a single touch in his first game back. We have to see what happens tonight with Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell. Elijah Mitchell probably, you know, gets involved, you know, a little bit more. I expect him to be the number two. But all this speculation is pointing to the fact of, like, why, you know, 80%, like, put it this way. Like, if you were relying on Zach Moss, who had another decent game, but you see it's continuing to turn back towards Jonathan Taylor. If you're hurting at running back, that's why I said, like, 80%, like, what's going to show up at this point? Because let's say Saquon Barkley gets hurt again next week. Matt Breida, really? We already saw Matt Breida. He's an RB3 at best. Alexander Mattison goes down. Cam Akers, was he? And you go through the teams, and outside of the Dolphins, I mean, we could just run through all of them, and there's not like one where it's like, ooh, Rashad White goes down. Sean Tucker and Keyshawn Vaughn, that's my point, is that's why I'm like saying 80%. At least we know, like, Breece Hall goes down. Dalvin Cook's like look like trash.
You could talk Steelers me into 80%. Running... You could definitely talk me into 80%.
And that's what I'm saying. And yes, yeah, Mark, I can't get to Barkley. She likes to pull the squeaker out of the toy as she's doing. Here, I'll call her over so she stops.
Barkley.
She likes to pull the squeaker out. Come here. And then she tries to get – she actually does it. She gets that little tiny – Barkley, come here.
she wants to be in the limelight.
It's the little hard piece that's inside of the squeaker. She pulls that out. She gets that like out of the little, like, I don't even know what you call it. Like, pulls it out, and then once she pulls it out, she's done.
The air bladder thing.
Yeah, and once it's out of the air bladder thing, she's done with it.
We get the silent squeaker toys, so like the dogs can hear it, but people can't hear it.
I don't know there was such a thing.
Oh my God, they're called Hear Doggies. I'll send you a link to Amazon. They're the best. The best.
There you go. Hear Doggies. Sponsoring the show today. Hear Doggies. So have that one. Let's get back to the card. Okay, so we know with the Rams, we just covered all bases there. I can see your point. It's Henderson. Like, I don't think Myles Gaskin's going to be a factor, but, you know, just what if it does turn into a full blown committee? And to go back to, I know a lot of people were like saying, like, well, Henderson knew the offense. Yeah, but we've seen Kareem Hunt knew the Browns offense. He wasn't immediately the lead over Jerome Ford, and he immediately, like, it even took 1 week for him to get to 40% of the work. So, like, I get what people, you're not wrong in saying that Henderson knew the offense. It's just, it wasn't a guarantee. We've seen this from other running backs before. It's not a guarantee that somebody just knowing the offense just means you get the job. So, the interesting one is Damian Williams knew the Cardinals offense last week and was right in the middle of the mix. Keontae Ingram was the lead in points. DeMarco was the lead in snaps, but DeMarco barely touched the ball. But this week it was all DeMarco. If he was dropped, if you need running back help, Lauren, would you go back to DeMarco? Like I feel like we have to, but there's no way on earth I'm starting more than an RB3 because you could get a zero.
You can't. Oh yeah, no. This is a huge risk. If you're in that desperation situation, I can't knock it. But you just got to pray and drink a lot of Pepto-Bismol and, like, just maybe not watch the game because it's bad. I mean, he got 58 rushing yards, 4 receptions, 17 receiving yards, and still in half-point PPR, he only got 7.5 points. Like, that's really nothing to write home about. That's garbage.
Kyler Murray's coming back. Kyler Murray might be two weeks away.
This is why I wanted to avoid all the Cardinals anyway.
Ugh. Well, so is James Conner. Should have been your follow-up point. It's like James Conner's also coming back, so...
That is also true.
Speaking of, I don't know if you can tell, this is a John Wick as Batman t-shirt. That's why.
Ooh, I like it. I'm just wearing a happy Halloween purple t-shirt and cat ears.
I know, so a week ahead. Yes, we're going to have our things that we're wearing next week for the show.
I'm ready.
Stay tuned. So speaking of, let me go back to the backups. And, honestly, to go back to the Henderson situation, like the next man up doesn't always guarantee everything. Like we've seen from Joshua Kelly that he's better as the compliment. He's not better as the guy. A.J. Dillon, better as the compliment, not better as the guy. So we go through this run, and let me throw out a couple and see if let's play a little game of, like, DeMarco versus backup. Like, which one you would stash? No, I think this is interesting.
It's a stash, right? We're talking stashes, though, not starts.
Right. We're talking, you would pick them up off waivers this week if you have three, maybe four capable running backs. These are just pure stash because Dave Mercado is kind of like, do I really need him if I'm not starting him? And I think that's the point here. So we'll say Rico Dowdle, backup of Tony Pollard, gets hurt, or Dave Mercado, because I would take Dowdle.
I would take Dowdle as well. Yep.
Okay. Tajay Spears.
Ooh, Spears.
Okay, see, then we're going here. Apparently, Tyler Allgeier, I think you're going
to say. Yeah, without a doubt. RB1, let's go.
Oh, my God. Cam Akers or Dave Mercado?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'll go Cam Akers.
Okay, Cam Akers. Interesting. Who else we got here? The Saints. I mean, would you go Jamal Williams? Barely used in his first game back over Dave Mercado? There's always a risk with Alvin Kamara.
This sucks. Yeah, I think I would go Jamal Williams. I think I would. Because I know what he's capable of doing in an offense, but it requires a lot of touchdowns. But I think I will go Jamal Williams.
Tank Bigsby? Oof. I think we could do Tank Bigsby over Dave Mercado.
I'm going to stay with Tank Bigsby. I love it.
Kenneth Gainwell or Dave Mercado?
I'll go Dave Mercado.
Really? I'd go Gainwell just because he plays on the Eagles. And then
that is true. And
watch Swift get hurt,
and
it's going to be Boston Scott. Just
I know that's the problem. I don't know. I don't like either of those options. Oh,
here's
gosh.
One. Here's an interesting one.
I'll stash Kenny Gainwell. I changed my mind. I'll go Kenny Gainwell.
Okay. Would you stash the hurt Charbonnet or Dave Mercado?
Oh wow, that's a coin toss. I'm gonna go. I'll go Dave Mercado.
Okay, and then Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Who looks to be
Dave Mercado? No,
really?
I'm not buying that.
If I told you today Pacheco got hurt, you would want Dave Mercado.
This is
going to
be more of a Jerick McKinnon in the passing game. No, I'll go Dave Mercado.
That's fair. I just thought that was all right. Last one: Zamir White or Dave Mercado?
Oh, Zamir White.
Okay, so we go back to something we talked about with Jerome Ford. We don't know the extent of that ankle. Look, like, it's interesting that, like, and I'm not, this is, a lot of times I'll say tongue-in-cheek, I'll be like the Twitter doctors, but there's a few, there's like two that I follow that, like, legitimately
there are legitimate Twitter doctors out there.
Yeah, so, great book about the injuries, and put it out there, and then, of course, we have inside injuries over at The Athletic, and all speculations right now is that because it didn't get stuck in the turf, he might have avoided a tear or a complete, you know, worrisome, like a compounding knee issue, might just be a mid ankle sprain. Anyway, we don't know as of today, but it looks like it's probably going to be a week or two. Kareem Hunt, obviously the lead, but are you interested in, how about Dave Mercado or Deion Jackson, who's probably next up, maybe, question mark, because that's what we would assume as of today, but it's not very clear. In this case, I'd probably go Dave Mercado just because I think it's Hunt's job now.
I think I'm going to go Deion Jackson because I don't know if Hunt can handle that workload. I don't think that he can handle that workload like Jerome Ford could do or that Nick Chubb can do. You know what I mean?
I missed Nick Chubb.
I'm going to go Jackson.
I miss him. I miss Nick Chubb a lot.
I know. Chubb. I bet Chris Meany misses him because offseason was –
No, I really miss him too. It's because our good friend Jay Felicio actually texted me yesterday and said, I'm finally ready to admit that taking Bijan Robinson as the second running back was a mistake. I was like, I know. I told you to take him after Nick Chubb as the seventh running back or the sixth running back. So, yeah, that's why I miss Nick Chubb. And then let's see. What else we got? We got to get some wide receivers. We've been talking. My write-up here, I'll let you talk, Lauren, because my write-up for everybody that's followed over at The Athletic for my waivers column, there's a point where I don't know how many more times I have to say, please pick him up. Please pick him up. Please pick him up. You should pick him up. Josh Palmer was on there the entire season. Somehow Josh Palmer is still not 60% rostered. I don't know.
It's just blows my mind.
Like I don't know if people are expecting top 15 numbers like Keenan Allen or whatever it is, but what the hell is the problem there? So I'm going to say this. Josh Palmer, for once again, now for the third straight week, is going to have the huffy face emoji. We're like, I have nothing left to tell you. If you don't want him, you don't want him, but you're wrong. Here's the next one. He's been there since preseason. He's been there, we've talked about on the show, week one, two, three, four, five, every single week. And there's been some up and downs, but the past two or three games, it's been all up. And I have nothing left to say about Josh Downs besides...
Yep.
What are we waiting for on Josh Downs? That's the question I need to ask.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer in Josh Downs.
You saw his face?
Now I'm a believer. Yeah. go and pick him up. Please do yourself a favor and pick him up. He's a PPR monster. I was actually just trying to look up his stats right here, and then I got distracted and didn't do that. Another really good game. And for him, I really like him with Gardner Minshew. So he scored 18.5 fantasy points. And I don't think that that's necessarily going to slow down or get wiped out. I don't think this was a fluke. This is someone that Gardner Minshew really likes to look to. And remember, Anthony Richardson is done for the season. This is Gardner Minshew now moving forward. So let's go ahead and pick up his favorite target, his safety blanket, his security binky, and pick him up and start him. He's an easy wide receiver three or flex for me. Wide receiver flea. No.
Did you take a moment? Is the cat ears, is it bugging you? Like, they're just getting in your mind?
No, I just can't speak on Monday mornings. I'm like, nah, 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 nah. That's what I do.
I think everybody just canceled the show. Who knows?
Sorry, everyone.
By the way, just to give you an idea, on the season, by the way, I'm looking right now, he has not had a single game without at least 12.5% of the team's targets. That was actually his low, week 4. And Anthony Richardson was mixed in there. And part of the reason in the preseason, you know this, and people who have been with us the entire year, actually liked his fit with Anthony Richardson better than Alec Pierce.
Yes.
Alec Pierce, we sat here in the preseason, I said, I would take downs over Alec Pierce. Fits better. Alec Pierce does not. And just stylistically. And I don't think Alec Pierce is trash. It's just the style and what Josh Downs brings. And now you're looking at it, and it's not just Anthony Richardson. It's that connection that he has with Gardner Minshew as well. The last 3 weeks, 25, 15, and 27% of the team's targets, he's been targeted on 21% of the routes that he's run the entire year so far. I don't know what there's much left to say about Josh Downs. So here, now I'm going to change this to a different conversation. Same talk, Palmer, same Josh Downs. I'm going to pull in three people. We now have to talk Rashee Rice, too, who Rashee Rice saw his biggest uptick of routes run as well. Rashee Rice, we talked about on last week's show and said that Justin Watson got out of his way. And once he got out of his way, Rice was running as a 1-2. And this was a great matchup for him. We talked about him on the ranking show, brought up the fact that the Chargers matchup and the Chargers allow to the slot receivers, blah, 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 blah. And he had a good day and scored a touchdown. But if you could only pick one, Lauren, you can only take one home. You can't catch them all like Pokemon. Your balls are, I was going to say your balls are full, but that's phrasing. We should save for a different show. Josh Downs, Joshua Palmer, or Rashee Rice, who should change his name to Josh, just so we can have three Joshes. Rice, Palmer, or Downs, if you only had to pick one.
I'm going to go the upside with Rashee Rice on that Kansas City offense.
Because he plays for the Chiefs?
Because he plays for the Chiefs. That's going to be my tiebreaker.
Here's my concern, is that I don't believe that Justin Watson's done, and I don't believe the Chiefs to be, because I want to believe. I'm like, what was the show? Like, X-Files. I want to believe that this is Rashee Rice. I want to. I really, really want to. I will say this. The highest ceiling is Rashee Rice. No question about it. But if I can only take one, I don't know if I have a special place in my heart for him. I don't know if it's because I've argued for him even before injuries happened and opened the path to him playing, because no injury was needed. I mean, you could say the quarterback, but I mean, he was doing it before the quarterback got hurt anyway. I just have a soft spot in my heart for Downs. Getting down with Downs. I'm taking Josh Downs.
I mean, I should say I love all three of these guys. And I don't think that there's a right or wrong answer here. I think just as whoever your heart is telling you to go grab, like, you love Josh Downs. I love Rashee Rice. So all three of these guys should not be on the waiver wire. They just should not. They need to be on your roster. So I'm going to rank them, just like you said, with the ceiling play in mind. And for me, that's Rice.
Yeah. So you could take all three. Hopefully you took. Here's the interesting thing. If you were listening to us the entire season, you might have all three on your roster.
You should have all three on your roster.
And I think I saw somebody ask that was rolling through the... Here's an interesting question. And because Christian Watson got hurt yesterday. So talking about concerns.
Again?
Jordan Love is a concern. Jordan Love went from being 9, almost 10, was 9.5 or something like that. Yards per completion, had the air yards. And all of a sudden... Jordan Love's basically turned into Russell Wilson. Like, hey, if you ran 5 yards downfield, I'm probably not throwing it to you. And now he lost, as you would say, his binky. He lost his big play down the field wide receiver and Christian Watson again.
Yes.
We don't know what the injury is, but he was immediately taken off the field and unable to. He looked like he was in a lot of pain. Could be some type of knee, could be season ending kind of knee. Point being is Christian Watson can't stay on the damn field, unfortunately. I would love, this is one of the ones I feel bad for him. But Romeo Doubs got dropped by a lot of teams. Was one of the highest, mentioned this on last week's show with you. So Romeo Doubs was one of the highest dropped players during their bye. He's still out there available. I saw the question go by, Doubs versus Downs, with the expectation that Watson is out for, we'll say, at least 4 games.
All right, this one's really tough because I want to say Doubs, but I think I'm going to lean Downs here. But when I say it out loud, I don't like it. I'm changing my mind. I'm going to go Romeo Doubs.
Really? You're going to go Doubs?
I'm going to go Doubs. But I don't like it. I like both of them. Oh.
I don't like Jordan Love. I don't like the way that he's been playing. Speaking of concerns,
yeah, and that's my other argument. That's the other part of this argument, which is why I'm like, do I really want to say Romeo Doubs? Because we're seeing some stinky Jordan Love, but we also seen some good Jordan Love too. So I'm kind of hoping that good Jordan Love comes back.
Yeah, like Jordan Love. Look, you could check out the waiver column. Jordan Love has not really been great since week one. Week one, gangbusters. But after that, it was the touchdowns that was skewing. I brought this up at the time. The touchdown rate was skewing the fact of what Jordan Love was actually doing as a passer. And I'm not saying he can't pass for more touchdowns than most people in those kind of number situation because of the talent around him, especially with a healthy Aaron Jones. But again, it was masking what was going on with Jordan Love, and that's that Jordan Love has not been very good this year. He's actually been Russell Wilson-like. So to go back to Aaron Jones, if you had to give Aaron Jones 1 to 5 ducks, 5 being the most worrisome, as everybody might not know, but 1 to 5, how many ducks would you give Aaron Jones? This is like hurt, not hurt. You know, he's going to come back. He didn't come back. He comes back. He looked okay. Like, it didn't look like there was a lingering issue, but they didn't give him the full workload in that first game, quote-unquote, first game back. How concerned are you with Aaron Jones?
I'm like a full 4 or 5 ducks here.
Really?
Ooh, it is not
I'm
good.
Like a 2.
I don't even think that Aaron Jones is a must-start.
Really?
Yeah.
Until further notice?
Can avoid it. Yeah, until further notice. I don't think you have to start him. And likely you do, because it's Aaron Jones. So, but if you can avoid it, I think I might try to do that. It's not been good. And again, that is, we're harping on this a lot, but that is the Packers offense right now. It just doesn't look right. And I think they're going through some growing pains right now. So I see a lot of really good potential there, but I don't think it's there quite yet. But yeah, I'm very worried for Aaron Jones. I'm worried for the workload. I'm worried for his sustainability and the injuries that he's going through right now. And ugh. Not pretty.
So, last worry to ask you, there's other worries in the column, including Jared Goff, which, hey, outdoors, but also the Ravens defense.
Can we skip that?
Yeah, we are. I'm telling people to go check the link, basically. Sam Howell, who's now on a record for 97 sacks in the season. The next closest was David Carr at 76. That right? He's going to get sacked 21 more times.
The Giants doesn't even make... sacked Sam Howell in one game more than they had going into the game.
Oh, and that's actually happened. I think that was the second team that's had that happen. Like the teams, they faced 3 straight teams that were like bottom 3 in the league in sacks before facing Sam Howell.
Ridiculous.
Well, before facing the Commanders, let's be clear.
Right. Unless, I know.
The offensive line is trash. Riverboat Ron, I joked yesterday, said that boat is sunk. It was sunk years ago. Get him, like, can we be done with him?
What was he so mad about? I missed that.
He was mad about himself. What the hell did you turn down the penalty for on third down when they didn't? It was going to be 4th down from the 3.
Okay,
he
is
took
that
the
what
penalty? And he put, no, that's not what he was mad about. I'm just talking about how crazy Rivera is at this point. And then the touchdown to Waller happened on the redo of the third down. You had them on 4th down. Do you really think the Giants were going to go for it? And if they did, they were going to get in from the 3 on 4th down. Like, anyway, sidebar, I actually told Ben Standick, who writes for the Commanders on The Athletic, I said, when you do the press conference today, ask him that question. Ask him why the hell he accepted the penalty on 3rd down, the holding penalty. But anyway, yeah, Sam Howell's in there. But the one I wanted to talk about with you before we get out of here is Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett has 2 games over 7.4 points. 5.8 this past week with no DK Metcalf. Jaxon Smith-Njigba got the touchdown. Oh, by the way, it was also against the Cardinals. How many ducks are we giving Lockett? Because this is the one where I would actually say 4.
I'm at like a three. I'm at a three for Tyler Lockett. I think a lot of this is a Geno Smith issue that needs to get right.
Which isn't going
to
go away.
And it's not, but I think he can get better. We've seen how good Geno Smith can be, and I think this was a good confidence builder for him. And if DK Metcalf is going to miss any kind of time, it's Jackson Smith and Jigba and Tyler Lockett. So I'm not as worried as you are, because I know what Tyler Lockett can do on very little volume, actually. He's just a big play kind of dude. So I'm not as worried for him yet, but that could change.
Okay. I'm seriously concerned.
So worried, but not as worried as you are.
It's just sad because it was years and years and years of Tyler Lockett's underrated. Tyler Lockett's underrated. Tyler Lockett's underrated. And now all of a sudden it's Tyler Lockett. What happened, dude? Basically, what's the two ladies in the car and they drive off the cliff? And Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, yeah.
The Thelma and Louise, their career. How did we get out of here?
Yeah, that was harsh.
Quick hit. Six words or less. Are you interested in Jalin Hyatt?
No. That was six words or less.
I am. You're wrong. Check the link. I'll Stepmom Lauren at Stepmom Lauren. Barkley tried to make an appearance on the show here. I'll let you make an appearance. Say bye, Barkley.
Bye, Barkley.
She got the squeaker out. She doesn't eat them, by the way. She never will. She never has. So don't anybody get afraid. And we'll be back on Wednesday to do week 8 rankings as we are passing the halfway point. Yay!
Unbelievable.
Bat dog. It's all in football. I don't know what the hell's going on. Bye.
Bye.